views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer. Welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. We're so happy that you are with us today, and we are so happy that Kiara Duran is back with us. We are talking about soften, open, and release, and how lovely it is to simply let go. So we thought we'd just not listen to ourselves at all and not let Kiara Duran go.
That's right. She decided to come back for another week. We're so excited with that.
We just were not ready to release her. We had so much fun last week talking to her about the voice. Kiara Duran is a singer, songwriter. She is an esoteric healer, and she combines those two as a voice coach to help people release blockages. And we got into the juiciest conversations last week about the ways in which we hold on to criticism, hold on to thoughts. We just hold on to things and we don't let them go. We're just not easy on ourselves. And talked so much about the relationship of the energetic body to the voice and the power of sound, the power of releasing the voice and her work with her clients. And it was so fascinating that we thought we would have her back for another show. Kiara, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
Good. It's great to have you back. We heard a couple of your songs last week, and you promised to sing us a song this week. So we're so excited about that. We'll do that later. But, you know, letting go, I got to say, I actually released half my wardrobe to charity this week, and it felt amazing. There's something about just letting go, about releasing. There's this freedom, you know, to letting go. And we notice outside the leaves are letting go, the trees are letting go of their leaves, and there's a whole new landscape. There's so much space around now that you can see through the trees as autumn kind of settles in. And this whole idea of creating space for the new, you know, we release a breath and we sort of have this pause and we bring something new in. So I can imagine, Kiara, with the people you work with, it must be such an exciting sort of experience to release these blockages and sort of open themselves up to this new experience of their new now. Yeah.
It's so exciting. That's actually one of my very favorite parts about teaching voice is when people really get an experience of what their voice can do and what it feels like. And once their whole self is focused on the business of generating and vibrating sound, as opposed to like you mentioned that we talked about last week, being sort of stuck in the cyclical pattern of being distracted by judgments or worries or concerns about when and where you're going to crack. I love the moment or when the moments throughout the experience of putting a voice together when a student starts to really feel that they are in charge of their voice, that it's their own and it's not in charge of them, and that they can support it and send it really far. Like it has a lot of power and momentum to move.
Yeah, and you do such a good job of combining energy healing with traditional voice coaching. Do the clients you see who come to you, do they know they're going to get that experience, and how do they take it?
That's a great question. depending on who the client is, that's how I kind of broach the subject with them. Some of my clients come to me because they've learned about the work that I do, bridging the two, esoteric healing with singing. So with those clients, I work with them. Oftentimes I balance their system out and I work with their head chakras and make sure that things are resonating and communicating well with each other, so that once the singing starts to happen, the space is already set up for the vibrations to move through. It's effortless at that point. And then with my clients who come to me for traditional voice lessons, they are also getting this experience, but through a more through the mechanism of the voice, and talking more about the physical body and the diaphragm and the lungs and how to work the whole breathing system and where the release points are in their face and in their body. So we approach it from the physical body aspect first.
Mm-hmm.
What I find so curious about that is that the emotional, mental restrictions that they have come up to be looked at very quickly. So, you know, when we'll be working on something with their voice and maybe a contraction in their throat will show up and there'll be a difficulty moving through a certain part of a group of notes, they will, I'll notice there'll be a lot of shame around that. Or maybe the student has had, you know, a lot of feelings about, well, I can't sing high, I'm not a high singer. And so that thought, like we talked about before, blocks their ability to actually explore whether or not they can sing that high. And the shame aspect that comes in can really make a contraction around, like a physical contraction around their throat, and a mental one about, like, I can't sing that high, make it even worse. Because then they're beating themselves up for not being able to sing high and for cracking. And a lot of times on the very beginning lessons, and even as I've had some seasoned singers, they get frustrated with themselves. And a lot of our lessons are about unraveling that so that they can get back to the business of making the sound. So much of that is just a distraction from really getting to be with themselves, like being present with every moment of creating the sound and feeling the vibration and being intimate with themselves. And that's tough work. That's not easy. So you can understand why it would be easy to get dramatic about, like, I'll never sing high, I can't sing high, I, you know, that's not me, and sort of develop these sort of calcified ideas of who we are, but they're actually not true. So yeah, they don't necessarily, I don't work on them. I don't tell them I'm going to work on your chakras now, but we are working with all of their subtle bodies, their physical, mental, emotional, even on a soul level. It's through this process of singing. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because,
you know,
the people that come to me have to be ready to do that kind of work.
I think we all can relate to that. I mean, we all realize that once we let something go, it reverberates. It reverberates not only, even if we just let something go, like me letting go of half of my clothes. Well, you go, something happens to you on the emotional level. Something happens to you on the mental level. And you realize the other ways in your life that you might be holding on to an idea or holding on to a vision of who you were when you were a size 28 waist. But so many things, when we release one thing, we realize that energetic, just that action of letting go, of releasing, actually reverberates throughout our lives. And I love it that they're doing so tangibly with their voice, with this vibration. And I think we can all relate to that. And it's also, to bring it back to meditation, which I love to do, it's the beauty of the breath is always there. You know, we always can fall into this experience of presence, of actually just letting a breath go, being gentle with release. And once again, it does that. You know, it has its effect on our mental body. It has effect on our physical body. In yoga, we inhale up and then we exhale down. And usually on that down is when we're really releasing our muscles. We're releasing our sort of tight, all of the tightness in our body. So any way in life that you can sort of tap into the presence of what it means to actually release is just beautiful. And I can imagine these people, these singers that are across from you, who's so aware of all this that they might not be coming in for sort of an actual esoteric healing session. But the very fact that you are tuned into any kind of contraction in their mental body, their emotional body, their physical body, that they're receiving that acknowledgement and the freedom to create the space within all of those bodies. It's beautiful, and it's what we all love about this show. We just find ways that people are really just being of such service, of being of such service in the world. So it's lovely, Kiara. Lovely work you're doing.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it. I have to the thing that's fun for me is that the release is so palpable that the students can feel it right away when they let go and their voice starts to spin and ring. It's not even up for debate whether or not it's free. It just feels so good, and it's open and it's ringing, and they want to always move in that direction, even though it can feel like skydiving or going on a trapeze because it's so unknown.
That exuberance, that trapeze exuberance. I love it. Hey, listen, we're going to have to go to
break.
When we come back, we're going to listen to one of your songs. After the break, we'll listen to Hold On to Me, Hold On to You. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited.
Be right back.
You don't have to do everything right or see things exactly the same way that I do. You can try to do it anyway.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
pride. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, where we're talking with the delightful Kiara Duran. And right before break, we were starting to talk about her organization, Three-Legged Chair, where she does wonderful voice work with children. So Kiara, can you kind of fill us in on that organization and the wonderful work you're doing with kids?
Oh, I'd love to. So the company is called Three-Legged Chair, and you can find us at www.threeleggedchair. So just how it sounds, threeleggedchair.com. And it's a company that I co-founded and I co-own with Katie Knipp-Willis and Aaron Gorski, both super creative dynamo teaching artists. And we write musicals with kids in 2 weeks. We've set up a program and created a curriculum where children spend summer time with us for 2 weeks. And we get them from 9 to 5. And during that time, we make up a story, a lyrics to songs. We make up melodies and dance moves and costumes and characters. The entire musical is kid generated. And the process of that is so beautiful and healing and inspiring, because children are just so free, and they want to play and tell stories. So it's been such a wonderful experience. And that song that we played a little bit going into the break, Hold On To You, is from one of our summer camps. It's the finale song. It's the song that played at the end of the musical that the kids sing at the end.
I was just saying they're such great teachers, kids. There's just such an honesty and a simplicity to them. And I know whenever I hear the lyrics to your songs that the kids have written, it brings tears to my eyes. We played it last week and I was crying by the end. There's such a beauty and an immediacy and an honesty that comes forth that it must just be such a joy to work with these kids.
Let's definitely know. I was just going to say that they are also such generous mirrors for us.
Indeed.
They really give the gift of being so vulnerable and open and generous with letting ourselves see ourselves in them and in their story that they tell.
Nice. So go on, you introduce us.
Three-Legged Chair? The Hold On To You song?
Sure.
So this is Hold On To You from the musical Perfectly Happy. And let's listen.
You don't have to do everything right or see things exactly the same way that I do. You can try to do it anyway, even without perfect words to say. You won't ever feel so proud if you go follow the crowd. So let it go and be yourself. I promise it will be all right. Don't you change for someone else. Hold on to you with all your might. You're a gift to the world. Whether you're a narwhal, a robot, a bird, or a girl, hold on to you. Hold on to you. No one is happy all the time. There are lots of emotions deep down inside you. Sometimes we just need to know that it's okay to talk and let them show. You might want to keep them in and say nothing's happening, but let it go and be yourself. I promise it will be all right. Don't you change for someone else. Hold on to you with all your might. You're a gift to the world. Whether you're a painted horse, an elf, a dragon, or a girl, hold on to you. Hold on to you. Say the things
on the tip of your tongue. Don't leave the songs in your heart unsung. Use the air inside your lungs and let your imagination run. Make time for work and time for fun and time to really feel the sun. Change your attitude and get into the groove. Let it go and be yourself. I promise it will be all right. Don't you change for someone else. Hold on to you with all your might. You're a gift to the world. Whether you're a shark, a cactus, a book, or a pearl, hold on to you. Hold on to you. Hold on to you.
Beautiful.
Yes.
It's great to hear that song again. And so tell the listeners and tell me and Tim, I'm curious. So the kids are singing this song, huh, in the production. This is a whole group of children singing that song, yeah?
Yes. The whole ensemble sings it at the end. And what's interesting about this particular song is that it was born from the ensemble's contraction around wanting to be perfect. And so we got a whole group of kids that were all afraid to take risks creatively, and they were really good at following rules. They knew how to sit quietly and raise their hand to be called on and all the things that, you know, we look for to win smiley faces and stars in classroom settings, but that are not conducive for creativity, which can be very messy and in the unknown. And, you know, it's vulnerable. It feels really like, taking sort of stepping out of what you're normally used to. So our work with this particular group of kids was to support them in letting themselves try stuff and make mistakes and put things out there. And that's where the song message, the message of hold on to you, comes from. They actually created characters that had things in the very opening number of the musical. Each of the characters sing a little bit about what is wrong with them, what they see as wrong with them, or what's not lovable about them. And this is all their idea. So something wasn't right about their character in the beginning. And through the course of the show, they start to see themselves differently and realize that the thing they thought was wrong with them is actually their gift to give to the world. It's actually what makes them really unique and makes them sparkle and have something like in their voice that's really valuable for all of us to have. And so that's where Hold On To You comes from. And so in the beginning, when I was talking about our work with Three-Legged Chair, how kids are free, they are very free, and they're actually really easy to encourage and support to bring into that creative space. But they are also susceptible to that idea of contractions and thought forms that we've been talking about. You know, they get nervous too, and it can embed itself and block them. And it was very clear to see in this group of kids, and they used that contraction to make a piece of art in this song. And I think that's what is so moving about it for me too. When I hear it, I feel the impact of that energy of courage of working through that, that, you know, that scared feeling.
I know it would take a lot of courage to sing the song Norwal. I love it. It's my favorite part of the song, whether you're a Norwal, which is great. So
yes.
What ages are these kids? I'm curious, just so I can get a mental picture.
Each of these kids make up their own character. So that the young lady that you're talking about, she made up that character of a narwhal. And the teachers, none of us knew what a narwhal was, but it's actually an animal that's real. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's like a unicorn of the sea. It has a horn. Like a whale. So anyhow, that's what a narwhal is. So the kids are 6 years old to about 12. And sometimes we have a few mentors that are older, like 13, 14. But that's our group is about 6 to 12.
How great to be processing all of that with these kids. You know, at that age, when you've got so much to offer the world, you know, who knows what it is in life that has a child sort of suppress this idea of who they are, or sets up these sort of thought forms within their system that says, you know, oh, it's best for me to sit here and just raise my hand, be quiet. And then you see them on stage and being creative and coming up with these lines and these ideas. I mean, they create the whole idea of the show, which is what I just find wonderful, that that you all have created this great organization. And I personally know Katie, who is, again, just not unlike yourself, a force to be reckoned with. And I'm sure your third partner, Hat, cannot be any different. So listen, Kiara, that went so fast, as all these shows do with you. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about three-legged chair and ways to find out more about Ms. Kiara Duran. We'll be right back on Spirit Fire Radio.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibilities School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit accesspossibilitiesschool.com. That's accesspossibilitiesschool.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
We're here with Kiara Duran. So, Kiara, tell us how people can get in touch with you, how they can, you know, either get your music or reach out to you for voice coaching.
Yes, absolutely. So you can listen to my music. You can find me on iTunes. Just search for Kiara Duran, K-I-A-R-A-D-U-R-A-N. And I have a CD there, an EP called Kiara. You can also go to my website, kiaraduran.com. And listen to my songs there. Let me see. If you're interested in getting voice coaching, esoteric healing, you can reach me at kiaraduran@yahoo.com. And that's the same, kiaraduran@yahoo.com. Some fun things that I've just created is I have a SoundCloud account, so you can go to soundcloud.com and search for me at Kiara Duran, and all of my songs are up there for listening. You can also listen to me on Spotify. And lastly, I have a brand new YouTube channel. You can find me at Kiara Duran. I think it's La Kiara Duran, so LAKIARADURAN on YouTube. And tune in for more of these kinds of conversations if you've been loving this.
How wonderful. You certainly are releasing yourself out into the world so get in touch with you. It's great. And we will make sure that all of that information is on Transformation Talk Radio under Kiara's guest profile page in case anyone wants to get in touch with her. And Kiara, let's tell them very quickly, you had told us before we started the show that you were going to offer people to give esoteric healing a try. You were going to give them a little bit of a special. Any listeners who listen to this show, you want to tell them quickly about that?
Yes, absolutely. So I have got a special offer for listeners through December 31st, 2015. If you email me at kiaraduran@yahoo.com, I will give you the special offer of 3 esoteric healing sessions for $200. So that is a smoking deal. And
that
we
is
can
a smoking
really,
deal.
Yeah, and we can get really to start to work and chip away at some of these contractions that you may have or things that you're working through. So it would be an honor to help you start to work on those things.
Are you allowed to cash in on that deal?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's good for everyone that's hearing my voice right now.
That is a very generous offer. And I know from experience that Kiara is an amazing esoteric healer, an amazing voice coach. And wow, I mean, I'd love to get back into this conversation. So again, I'll just recap for people. KiaraDuran@yahoo.com. If you email her before December 31st and mention the radio show, you get 3 esoteric healing sessions for $200. That is a deal. Wow. So,
yes.
You know, that can kick in the creative process. I mean, talk about the creative process. I think one reason we all love listening to music, we all love watching live music. And I can imagine watching your own child. These parents must come and watch their kids who created this show. It just shows us all the ways that we really are creative beings. We create our day. That is what we do. And we take a look at what it is we need to release, what we need to let go of, what we need to create space for. How do we bring something in new? What are we actually bumping up against? Oh, there I did it. I'm always talking about bumping up against things. You know, that's all part of the creative process. So you are around that day in and day out. I mean, is there anything you can tell us that could help the listeners just to understand ways in which we can help to create our own day? And what does this creative process show us about ourselves?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the way that we look at ourselves and our lives is really important to be aware of. So if we look, and I've done all of it. So that's what, honestly, I think we talked about this in the first part of part last week when we spoke, is this idea that we're all creating and making things all the time, right? And there's fear associated with that and the way that we look at those things, because anything that's new can be really scary. The way we look at it can really decide how we move forward with it. So for example, if a contraction comes up or something, you know, you're afraid of something, you can look at that thing and be mad at yourself for it. Or you can look at it and say, oh, there it is. There's my next place that I need to work. There's the next release point that I've got. I have a great analogy that I use with this transfers beautifully into singing when I teach voice lessons. When I start to layer on the part about adding words to a song, singing on the words of a song and talking about how to manage consonants, consonants can either be something that helps the phrase along or it can be something that's stopping the phrase. So it can be a helper or a stopper. And what I mean by that is we can actually take the ear away from the phrase, from the consonant. We can actually like withhold air, sort of suffocate the word, or we can release and add air and let it flow. And the very same thing holds true for when we're creating something. When something comes up that we're afraid of, we have the opportunity to hold ourselves in that, really be with ourselves and look at why that is, and allow it to be something that's exciting, like a treasure map. You found something. Oh, great. This is the next thing I've got to release or to move through to open up my channel even more, to make me even more creative, more available.
Can I ask you about consonants? I find that so interesting. So you mean like saying a T or a D or a K within a song, if somebody's singing it, they would could bump up against that, that that's something. Is it because it's so specific and it's so it sort of almost seems like an end in and of itself? Or what is it about a consonant that can trip somebody up?
Well, it's because the way I teach singing is in layers. So first it's about breathing, then we add creating vibration, then on top of that we start to deal with the vowels, and then once we start to add the consonants, those consonants break up the line of air. So they can be interrupting the line of air, or they can be assisting with adding air to the line. So I talk about it a lot like those air hockey tables, you know, the air hockey tables where the little puck can slide all around. That's how the consonants should be. They glide on top. And so if we've had a lot of constriction in our voice, a lot of tightness, tension, the consonants can become something that stop us. You can actually feel it if you put your fingers, your hand right in front of your mouth, and you say the word like, let me think of a word, like start. If you say that word, you can actually say it with stopping the air on those consonants. You can say start, and it will move the air. Now, we wouldn't really sing it that way in a concert per se, but it's an exercise to keep the flow. And then once we have that, we can start to slowly balance how much air we need to keep the movement of the phrase. So yes, it can become a problem when people think and start to control the phrase too much with the consonants. It can become sausage singing, you know, singing in sausages.
soften and open to it and release it. You have to release the consonant to the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes. And this idea that like on the creative aspect, like whenever you're creating something in your life, I do this myself. I've been super guilty of being like a tyrant and a terrorist in my own head about like how I'm not getting it right. I'm not getting it fast enough. I can really beat myself up if I let myself go. And I have before. I knew all these things about thought forms and emotional forms. But this idea that I can soften and open myself, like what you just said around that, and release, and really invite these opportunities. So I tell my students, look, if your voice cracks, this is information for us. This is wonderful. Your voice is helping us know where you need some support. So let's be grateful and look at it with joy and work in through it and treat it as like the gift that it is, instead of being so mad about it and resisting it. Because I think about like birthing mothers, you know, somebody who's giving birth, their contractions associated with that. And that's a natural process of giving birth. If they were sitting there being mad at themselves for having contractions or resisting the contractions, it would make it more difficult for the baby to come. And the very same thing is what happens when we are creating our art or working with our voice and releasing out into the world. There are contraction points or release points, and we really decide which one it is, if it's something that's going to be a helper or something that's going to be a stopper for us.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that the greater contraction just leads to the greater release. You know, that's what it's all about. Indeed.
Yes, and knowing that there is a release, I think that that's the most dangerous thought, is that a contraction that we have is too big to be wiggled loose. And that, because that creates despair, right? There's no, like, we're doomed. There's, what's the point in even trying to get free of it or to release it? But to know that there is a release point, that gives us courage and it gives us movement. And the healing may not look the way you thought it would, but it'll come. And just stay, like, being with it and knowing that that's there and really staying with yourself and not being distracted away from that, right? And looking for the other things. I think about a lot the throat chakra and the sacral chakra, because if our creativity isn't flowing and our channel isn't moving freely, we're still creating stuff by way of like clutter or debt or eating poorly or not sleeping enough. We're creating a lot of obstacles and stuff to get in our way. So it really behooves us to figure out the dynamics of this relationship between the throat chakra and sacral chakra and our releasing and opening and softening so we can start to work with ourselves. Would you mind talking a little bit about that, Steve? The
throat chakra and sacral chakra? Some people might not be well versed in our chakras, and so we've got seven of them, right? And there's some above the diaphragm and some below the diaphragm, and they balance each other out. And it just so happens that our creative centers are the throat chakra and the sacral chakra. So guess where the sacral chakra is, Kiara? It's at your hips. And we were just talking about contractions in childbirth is not the ultimate in physical creativity. You know, here we create human beings out of our sacral centers. You know, this is where we manifest. This is where we create physically. So it can also have a lot to do with clutter. It can have a lot to do with what is it that we manifest and how do we hold on to that and how do we collect and collect and collect. So, you know, as with every center, it's got its pros and its cons. It's got the ways we can use it to its fullest, and it's also got its ways that we distort it. So the sacral center, which is our physical creative center, balances with our throat center. Go figure there. That's where our voice is. So that's our mental creativity, and that's where we write beautiful songs and create wonderful wonderful stage plays with kids. But it's also where we can hold our thought forms, and we can use that mental creativity to say things like, oh, I didn't do that perfect, or I'll never be able to hit that note, or that person sings better than me, or I'm better off just sitting here at the back of the room and not raising my hand. So sort of all of that is throat centered. So when we learn to balance that, to let our voice out, to let our ideas flow, then they start to manifest. And then we kick in our sacral center and we start to actually create things. So Kiara, I know you are constantly working with those two centers. You're working with throat center all the time, but in any creative field, the sacral center is always engaged, like creating a song. That is manifesting a song in the real world. So, you know, what I don't think people understand and what I love talking to you about is all of these things. A song is from ideas, and these ideas are actual forms. You know, these ideas we have in our head, these songs we sing, these songs we put out there, all of it exists out there in the ethers as actual physical form, you know, on the mental plane, right? As a thought form.
Yes.
So you work with that all the time.
Yes. Those thought forms are real. They're real. And every time we embark on a new part of a new layer, really, of healing or of creativity, of becoming more visible, being more intimate with ourselves, being more vulnerable in our creativity, we will bump up against these contractions. That is part of the process. They are things we've had and we don't know where we collected them from, but if we are committed to working through and looking at them with love, then nothing is in our way. One of my sage students, he's 5 years old. I've just started teaching him guitar lessons, and I was showing him the mechanics of the guitar, where the strings are, and we talked about vibration, and I asked him to hold his hand on the body of the guitar while I strummed the strings, and his little eyes lit up, and he said, I can feel it. I can feel it. It's buzzing like a bee. And I said, yes, that's vibration. And he said, yeah, that means the guitar is getting love. And I said, that's beautiful. What do you mean? And he goes, well, I can feel the buzzing all in the whole guitar. And I know that means the whole guitar is feeling love. And that moment was so illuminating for me, because it felt like whenever we have something we're creating, something we're doing or something we're healing in our lives, every time we approach it, even though we have a contraction, and every time we approach it to try to soften it and open it and loosen it up a little, we are loving it and we are approaching it with love. And love is a verb, and so is release. And if we can work in our lives in those ways, that's the ultimate creativity, I think.
And just being gentle with ourselves, being gentle, having fun, let it go. Just release it. Let go anytime you feel yourself contracting. Like, yeah, just feel into it and release.
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't feel quite so easy breezy. I mean, sometimes a contraction will come up and it'll hurt. It'll be painful. And that's what people want to walk away from. But just remembering, sometimes it's as easy as you're saying, like letting it go. Gosh, what is that? But sometimes we didn't even know we had that thing that was in our way. And the act of creating something brings it up. And sometimes that's the thing we need to make art about. That's the thing we need to express or to tell someone about or use our voice to sound it out in the world.
We were saying last week that is a spiritual path, you know, right there. That's the process. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, before I see time ticking away and you promised you would sing us a song. And I know you said it's got something to do with, I'm always saying bumping up against thing. I know.
Yes.
You said it had to do with that. So tell us a little bit about the song that I hope you will sing for us.
Yes, of course. I'm going to make good on my promise. Of course. this past summer, we wrote a musical called Create As You Go, which is so aligned with the meditation practice of living awareness and creating your day. The kids made up this whole idea that thoughts are things, you know, thoughts become things in this world. Whatever you think becomes real and whatever you feel becomes real. And so that's the world that they exist in. And so at the very beginning of the show, these characters are in little cubbies, they call them, and they look like little cubicles you would work with in an office. So they're their cupboards, and the lights come on and they start to sing this opening song called What I Could Bump Into. And it's about the feeling of starting something new that you're not sure you're going to be able to do. And you've never tried it before. And it's being in the unknown and you're just, you know, that feeling of bumping into something and not being sure if you've got what it takes to move through it or to work through it. So I'll sing it for you. It's called What I Could Bump Into. So here it goes. One, two, three, four. I'm squeezed inside, but I'm safe inside, so it's good. I'm locked up tight, but I'm always right, so it's perfect. Everything is fine as long as I don't cross the line. When there are awful things outside, I gotta hide. It's best to stay all alone, don't push up against the unknown, where something could happen, where I could get hurt, where I could try something that won't always work. Stay protected, disconnected, cause I have no clue what I could bump into. Bump, 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 what I could bump into. And that's it. That's the song we wrote. And it absolutely grabs, it characterizes that feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so great. I'm like smiling from ear to ear. It's true. Give us a couple lines from that really stick out that have our conversation. I mean, it couldn't be more form fit. And and trust me, we had no idea. Like it's what I find brilliant about these conversations is we always really just, it always comes full circle into the ways that these words like soften, open, and release, they're just, there they are. We all deal with them every day, you know?
And it's a daily thing. I think what you just said is absolutely key. And so that nobody listening and all of us here talking right now know that we're not alone in that. Like we're all actively working through these on a daily basis. You know, these things are things we're working with.
Indeed.
So this is what I've got. The lyrics are, I'm squeezed inside, but I'm safe inside. So it's good. So it's like this idea of being good, being perfect, having it all right. That is the safety that well, it feels safe, but it's actually prison, right? I'm locked up tight, but I'm always right. So it's perfect. Everything is fine as long as I don't cross the line. When there are awful things outside, I got to hide. So again, right, thinking about something being awful outside, thinking about if I try that thing, I'll fail and people will look at me like I'm not good or they'll think things about me in that way. So then the next part is, it's best to stay all alone. Don't push up against the unknown where something could happen, where I could get hurt, where I could try something that won't always work. Yep. And then that idea, oh, then the rest of it, I'll just read it. It's three lines left. Stay protected, disconnected, because I have no clue what I could bump into.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, you just have to let that go, right? You just have to release that and see it as an adventure. Just see life.
Well, yeah. And I'll even share that. I wanted I had this thought while you were talking. I wanted to share this. You know, the first time we talked part one last week, I mentioned that my voice wasn't working when I got to college. You remember that?
Yeah.
How I got there and my voice wasn't working for me, and I felt embarrassed about that. And it took a while, a lot of TLC to work through that. And, you know, because I had been a singer all my life and people had seen me that way, I had a sort of a thought form about, well, I'm a good singer, right? Here, my voice wasn't working. And just about 5 years ago, a similar thing happened when my voice stopped working. I could not sing without crying. Like, it didn't hurt. My physical body didn't hurt, but there was a jam in my throat. And I was being so hard on myself because here I am, a voice teacher, an energy healer. Like, what's my problem? Why can't I figure out what's happening in my voice? Those are the ways I was talking with myself, right? And that could have stopped me as well, right? That could have been something that I bumped into and I was like, oh man, I'm not going to keep working here because, you know, it's too vulnerable. Like, people could see me and be like, well, why is she struggling? She's a voice teacher. And now I've come to know, with these 5 years of working through the thing that was jamming me up, is that I was working on my next layer of being an artist, my next layer of healing, which was to get really personal and present with myself and be intimate with my emotional process and learn how to let them flow, my feelings flow, and be with my feelings so that they could move through my voice when I sang. That's a lot of the constriction I was coming up against, was that my emotions, my heart was ready to move through my voice, and I didn't have the space set up for that in my emotional and mental body, but now I do. And I'll tell you, it's so worth the work. It's so worth the work. But in the moment of that, you can see how I could have beat myself up so much, right? That I didn't
held on to them. Just held on to that, those sort of thought forms, which are over for me, and everyone can see this. And to just soften to that and look at you now. And
I know. And then it's given me this opportunity, right, to now take this thing and look at my students with a whole new way, no new dimension, right? I can see where they're stuck. And sometimes it is not physical. Oftentimes we think, oh, I just don't know how to sing. Sometimes we can have all of the information about how to technically sing, but something is stopping up in our throat because it's emotional or mental or something else. So, yeah, it's given me a lot more information.
Well, they are blessed. So, Kiana, guess what? We're at the end of the show.
Thank you so much for coming back this week.
It has
you
been
guys
great
are
to
such
have
a blessing.
Here. It's been great to have you here. So a little bit about Spirit Fire. Listen, spiritfireradio.com. Go on our website and listen to part one if you didn't hear it with Kiana. We covered so much great stuff. And part two has been just lovely. And Kiana Duran at yahoo.com. Join us next week. We're going to talk about heart and mind. We're going to have Dorothy Stone on, and we're going to talk a bit about Ho'oponopono and about forgiveness, qualities of the heart, qualities of the mind. It's going to be a great show. Kiara, one more. Just love you to death. One more thank you. And it's been such a great treat having you.
Thank you to the both of you. Thanks to everybody listening.
All right. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Fire Radio. We will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.